Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
God's abiding peace is in my soul today. Yes, I feel it now. Yes, I feel it now. He has taken all my doubts and fears away. Wrought in me a sweet and perfect rest. In my rapture heart I can feel it now. Each passing moment keeps me safe and blessed, floods with light my heart and brow. It is mine,
his prize, his treasure, ever blessed be his name.
He has given for all eternity. He has given me a never-failing joy. Oh, I have it now. Oh, I have it now. To his praise I will my ransom powers employ and renew my grateful vow. It is mine. Has given peace, perfect peace to me. It is mine, mine, blessed be his name, mine for all eternity. Oh, the love of God is comforting my soul, for his love is mine, yes, his love is mine. Of joy and gladness o'er my spirit roll, thrilling me with life divine. It is mine, mine, blessed be his name. He has given peace, perfect peace to me. It is mine, mine, blessed be his name, mine for all.
I have been teaching on the ministry of reconciliation. We, the children of God, have been commissioned to reconcile the world unto God
And we have been commissioned to be reconciled one to another. The Bible teaches us that for this ministry of reconciliation, we need to walk in holiness. We need to have a pure heart, because if we are not pure in heart, and if we don't walk in holiness, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, the Apostle Paul teaches us, if that is not our case, then we are in danger of being rejected by God for this work of the ministry. And we know for a fact that happens in Christianity. We have seen it for the last 30 years, how God has rejected very high-profile ministers. He has brought their ministries to an end because of their promiscuous lifestyles. Yes, God is on the lookout. He knows the hearts of the people. He knows when a minister is pure of heart. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, the Bible teaches us that we have a choice to be a vessel of honor or a vessel of dishonor. The choice is ours. God has given us that choice, and we need to make that decision. Today I will teach on who is called into that ministry. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you. I thank you, O God, for the word of God. I thank you, Lord, that you will anoint this message so that people will be able to understand and learn. Thank you, Jesus, for the clarity of the word that you have given us. Help us to understand. Help us to take it by faith and walk in it. Dear Lord, I pray that you will bless the listeners. Make them a blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 26, the Apostle Paul writes, "For you are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. For as many of you as have been baptized unto Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." So here we can see who has been called into the ministry. The ones who are children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. This is one thing we have to understand. The only way we become children of God is by faith in Jesus Christ. Do not depend on your religious upbringing. Do not depend on what your forefathers have taught you. Go by the word of God. This is one place where there is absolutely no room for error. If you do not receive this way of salvation, then your destination will be the eternal lake of fire. We remember, we are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. This is what is written down all over the Word of God. It was Christ who made this salvation possible for us. Not our good deeds, not the way we operate, not the laws that we keep, not the church that we go to. The only way that any human being will get into heaven is by having faith in the finished work of the cross, putting his trust in Jesus for salvation. But the question is, who is called into the work of the ministry? It tells us in verse 27, "For as many of you as have been baptized unto Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ." It works just like it works with salvation. There is no difference. There is neither male nor female. There is neither Greek nor Jew. There is neither bond nor free. All humanity who are born on this planet have been called to salvation. And all who received that salvation have been called into the ministry. Of course, we have to understand that there are different administrations. Each and every one of us have been called into different forms of ministry. You may say to me, well, I do not have the ability to minister for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not quite qualified. The Lord God teaches us, the Word of God teaches us that we are all qualified. It tells us in 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, he that says he abides in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. So if you have become a born-again believer, if you are a child of God by faith in Jesus Christ, then the Bible teaches us that we have been baptized into Christ, and if we say that this has happened to us, then the Bible teaches us we ought to walk as he walked. Many will say to themselves, well, I tried to walk like Jesus walked. I don't go to the bars. I don't watch pornography. I'm not addicted to drugs. This is not what it's talking about. Of course, the Bible teaches us, once you become a Christian, that a holy lifestyle is expected from you. You need to keep your body in subjection. You cannot allow it to follow youthful lusts. That is very clearly written in Scripture. But the question is asked, how then did Jesus walk? What did he do? What does he expect from us? In John chapter 14, it is very clearly written in verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go on to my Father. This is the responsibility of every man, woman, and child that has come into the kingdom of God, to walk like Jesus walked, to do what he did, to preach the gospel, to set the captives free, to cast out devils, to heal the sick. This is what Mark chapter 16 very clearly teaches us. It tells us, the sign shall follow them that believe in my name, shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. This is what the Word of God teaches. We need to understand that the formula is the same today as it was for the disciples of Christ. The church today has kind of turned it upside down. They have kind of hidden the commandments of God in the debris of man's teachings. They have explained away the power of the Holy Ghost. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 16, the Lord Jesus Christ clearly teaches us that the Laodicean church is lukewarm. It is neither cold nor hot. And because it is neither cold nor hot, he will spew it out of his mouth. The church of Laodicea says that they are rich, that they're doing good things. But the Lord God says to them, no, you do not. You don't even understand. You need to buy gold from me. You need to take eyes off and anoint your eyes so that you can see. And here is what the promise is in the church of to the church of Laodicea. If you will turn to God, if you will open your door to the voice of God, and will allow him to come in. Then he will come in and sup with you, and you will become a mighty warrior of the Lord Jesus Christ. It tells us very clearly in verse 21, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down with the Father in his throne. He tells us very clearly here, he that overcomes, he that will listen, he will do exactly what I did, and he will get a position like I got. He will sit in my throne as I sit in the Father's throne. What an incredible promise the Word of God gives to them that will dare to step out in faith. So what will you do with this teaching today? Will you reject it, or will you pursue it and seek after it? In the book of Galatians, the Apostle Paul is addressing an interesting subject. The Galatians were falling back into laws, rules, and regulations, and he calls them foolish. He asks, who has bewitched you? Are you going to live a better life by keeping some law, rule, or regulation? He simply tells them, if laws, rules, and regulations could not bring you into the kingdom of God, how do you think that laws, rules, and regulations will enable you to live a better life? He tells them you need to walk by faith and not by something that you perform out of your own selves. This is exactly what happens to many church organizations today. They have left the faith of Christ and are performing works in their own flesh. So what will you do? Will you seek the truth by the Word of God through the Word of God? Or will you go on in the way that you have been taught, or in the way that you think is right? We need to go back to the Bible. We need to come back to the original way that was given to the disciples. For the Word of God is the same today as it was yesterday. Sometimes when I preach this message, I'm wondering in my heart how many religious people turn away from listening to these programs because of my telling, of my teaching the truth. The Apostle Paul had the same problem, but he could not look at what people thought. He simply had to go by the Word of God, and he asked them in Galatians chapter 4, verse 16, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? And this is what happens today in many of the church systems. I have listened to many testimonies where a pastor would start seeking the power and the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and he would introduce his congregation to them. And it wouldn't take very long when that organization or that denomination would find out about it and then would simply excommunicate them, because the Bible teaches us very clearly that in the last days people will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. They will only want teachers that will tell them what they like to hear, that will tell them what they're comfortable with. We have to understand that the pastor and the teacher will stand before God and will give an account. But when I study the Old Testament, the people got the kind of leader that they wanted and were looking for. If they wanted a good leader, then God gives them a good leader. If they wanted a bad leader, and God looked on the people's hearts, then God would give them that. That is how he operates. So where do you stand with this subject? Will you be like the Apostle Paul and stick to the word of God, regardless how many enemies you make? Or will you go the path of least resistance? Operate the way that people want you to operate in. This is a choice each and every one of us have to make. So I pray that you will operate according to the word of God, and that is in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Lord will open your heart to these truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
When the man of Galilee hung upon the cruel tree, he was dying for sinners like me. As the blood came dripping down from the cross onto the ground, there was one drop he shed just for me. Just for me and the sins of my soul, just to cleanse me and make me whole, there was pardon extended to me. As the blood came dripping down from the cross onto the ground, there was one drop he shed just for me. When it pierced his precious side, oh, forgive them now, he cried. There was pardon extended to me. As the blood and water came, glory to his precious name, and that one drop he shed just for me. Just for me and the sins of my soul, just to cleanse me and make me whole, there was pardon extended to me. As the blood came dripping down from the cross onto the ground, there was one drop he shed just for me. I shall thank him for his grace, and that one drop he shed just for me. Just for me and the sins of my soul, just to cleanse me and make me whole, there was pardon extended to me. As the blood came dripping down from the cross onto the ground, there was one drop he shed just for me. There was one drop he shed just for me.
When one looks on the world scene today, we can see that we are living in perilous times. The day of Jesus to come back is rapidly coming our way. Jesus will soon take us unto himself. But I believe before that happens, we are going to see some perilous times. And God is nudging us into the Word of God so that we can protect ourselves. The Bible teaches us very clearly that we have the power of God. And if we're going to reject that teaching, then we will suffer some interesting situations. The biggest problem with most people today, with most Christians, is that whatever happens, it is the will of God. God is not a destroyer. He is not in cahoots with Satan, who steals, kills, and destroys. God wants the best for you. He has created this world. He has created this world in perfection. It is Satan that brings on these horrible predicaments. You can find that out in the book of Job. So what is a child of God to do? Start operating in the power and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Because if we don't, we are going to suffer needlessly. God gives us a choice to operate in the power of the Holy Spirit or to simply allow things to happen as they will. This is the problem today. We just don't seem to understand that God gives us a choice. You may tell me, well, I have tried these things and they don't work. Well, I want to tell you something here. I have tried them too, and they did work. They did not work all the time, but in a lot of cases when I brought things before the Lord, such as weather, such as sickness, such as something that I could not handle, the Lord answered me, and He showed me how to operate and how to come against these situations. The Bible teaches us if we ask, He will answer. If we knock, He will open the door. So don't give up just because it doesn't work at first. Get to know the Lord. Have a relationship. And I want to emphasize this one thing. A pure heart will determine your authority when it comes to praying against these evils that are trying to destroy us. So seek the face of God and He will open your heart to the truth of His word, and you will see incredible things happen. But most of all, as we see the day of our Lord approaching, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, if you have tuned into this program and you know in your heart or feeling in your heart that you're not right with God, then repent of your sins. Turn away from the way that you have been trying to please God and go to the Word of God and seek the formula that He has for you. The Bible teaches us that we are all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. We need to place our faith in the finished work of the cross. It's the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ that brought us into this eternal life. And we need to reverence that. We need to turn to that for our only antidote for sin. We cannot help ourselves, for we are dead in trespasses and sin. Jesus is the only mediator between man and God. We cannot approach Him unless we come through Jesus Christ, which is the door. So give Him your life and heart today. Seek Him while He may be found. Tomorrow can be forever too late. The Lord will surely bless you if you turn to Him for that salvation. The Lord will open your heart to these awesome truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.